Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your boy Cal Ripken, Bay Area Zone, kicking it with Miss Kane, the mouth of the South, raw and uncut at Blog Talk Radio. Let's show them how we do things.
Let's show them how we do things. What's up, people? What's happening? This is your girl, Miss Kane, giving you the business live, raw and uncut, over here at the Blog Talk Radio station. Yeah. Oh, people, this is him. We got a shitload of stuff to tell y'all last tonight. Yes, God. We got serving the tea, throwing shade, and some shit that y'all ain't heard of before. But that's all right. We gonna make sure we get y'all to us in business. Y'all know I couldn't do this show without my lovely co-host, who always rides alongside me. Welcome. How you doing, Ms. Jones?
I'm doing great. What's up, everyone?
Have mercy. Just chillin'. I know you chillin'.
Yeah. You got that right with all this snow and ice.
Honey, let me tell you something. I tried to tiptoe my ass up out that damn door today with no jacket on. At first it felt kind of hot. And I was like, shit. So, you know, I ain't think nothing about it until I stepped out into the shit. Girl, that goddamn wind was whipping, honey. Jack Frost said, wait a minute, motherfucker. I said, you know what, you got this. And I ran back. Well, I actually went on ahead and left and came back to the house to get my damn jacket, but it is what it is. Let's go ahead on and get right off into this shit, people. I'm going to give y'all a show tonight. I'm going to give y'all one tomorrow night where we're going to be talking about some very serious shit, which I will disclose what that is a little bit later on in the show. Let me see, Tuesday night probably will be my last show for about a month or so. It just depends on how I feel. I go in for my surgery. This shit done snuck up on a bitch. My nerves is shot straight to goddamn hell. Yes, I'm a little scared. Yes, I think I'm going to die. Yes, but, you know, that's just typical me feeling how I feel. So pray for me if that's what y'all want to do. I appreciate it. And we're going to let Timmy kick us off the motherfucking night with the white folks dudes. Hey, my Caucasian listeners.
All right. Well, you know, for all you Power Rangers fans of Ricardo Mendina, apparently stabbed his roommate to death with a sword. You know, he went into the bedroom with his girlfriend and locked the door, and his roommate, Joshua Sutter, kind of forced the bedroom door open, and that's when Mendina allegedly picked up the sword that he had kept next to his bedroom door and stabbed Sutter once in the abdomen, and they said that he's held on $1 million bail. And what's so ironic, Mendina played the Samurai Power Ranger. So it's not looking too good. And it's official. Bruce Jenner will open up about his transition into, being a woman. He's going to be talking with ABC's journalist Diane Sawyer to talk about this in May. And apparently he has made this decision to interview with ABC, and the family, the Kardashian and his family, the Jenners, all support him. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming out. I don't know. Get it, Bruce. Hey, Bruce, well, I bet he was happy when him and Chris Jenner broke the fuck up. That nigga was like, shit. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I can finally be who I was really should have been. No, I'm finally able to be who I really want to be. And that's a one.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But anyway, moving right along. Did y'all see the motherfucking Super Bowl last night? No! Have mercy. And by the way, I am team fucking Richard Sherman over this motherfucker. I know you got a baby on the way. And that baby is due any day now. Shout out to you damn lady, you know. Shout out to her, but honey, he said she to me. And I'm glad that you kept it kind of black. Is she black, ain't she? She something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Shout out to you, boo. But to the to the goddamn, what it is, what it, what's his name, the dude, Wilson. Is he the quarterback, the line? What is the quarterback?
I think.
I don't know. I be getting them fucking mixed up, people. But anyway, this nigga and the coach, I guess he had something to do with it, too. Y'all could have won that game, Seattle. Y'all, my brother was madder than a motherfucker, and he didn't even give a damn about the game for real, but he don't, for some odd reason, shout out to Corey Cuddy, he don't like the motherfucking New England Patriots, so he wanted Seattle to win. And for some reason, I wanted them to win, too, and I normally go for fucking New England when it comes to the Super Bowl. And y'all know Miss Kane, yes, I do be on my motherfucking sports. I'm really not into the college basketball shit. But I am into the college football and the NFL football shit. And, Tammy, normally I be on my shit when it comes to the Super Bowl. I throw a little Super Bowl get-together. This year I ain't did shit. And I was in there on my friend's laptop playing and browsing the goddamn internet and watching the game, looking at other shit, too. So it, I don't know where I was. My internals was down for the whole season. we gonna pick it up this year, though. We gonna pick it up, but moving right along. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This nigga here, he always got some shit the motherfuckers say. You know, I always tell y'all that I have a love hate for Charlamagne, and I do. But sometimes this nigga he be too much. He just be too much. Anyway, they was interviewing Master P on the Breakfast Club, and this took place January 29th. And I'm talking about everybody, their mama was tweeting about this damn show. If you wasn't riding to work, listening to it, your ass was watching it on the internet or something. But people was tweeting about it, talking about it on Facebook, Instagram, everything. And they was talking about how Master P had gave Charlamagne ass the business when Charlamagne came up out his mouth wrong. Let me tell you what this nigga said. Okay, they were talking about, like, you know, the people that was affiliated with No Limit Records or whatever, and how Master P had been successful with everybody that was on there, that when No Limit was out, that basically they was people every week, somebody from No Limit was dropping, you know, like albums and shit, mixtapes, except for Mercedes. And he was like, yeah, I was waiting on her to come out of some shit. But she never did, and I said, on her album cover, she, you know, basically made a derogatory statement about her, calling her a bitch. And baby, P checked that nigga. They tried to move on from the subject, but P checked that nigga. You know what? I know that I don't know if I'd have talked about Master P and what he had going on with his wife. I did not like the situation with that. I don't know if I threw some shade on his ass. If I did, you know, it is what it is. But as a man, especially as a black man, I love how he handled that motherfucking shit with Charlamagne, because to me, when a black man checks another black man about calling a female a motherfucking bitch, that says a whole lot to me. And it doesn't matter if we call each other bitches. It's just a motherfucking point that I'm trying to make, that Master P was like, she ain't no bitch. You know what I'm saying? And see, Charlamagne needs to know when the fuck to, like, he know who to talk shit to and who not to talk shit. That nigga hurried up and shot the fuck up. And then some dude, he's a little Chinese-looking dude, came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was like, that must was P, little goon or whatever. But, like, P will get with your ass. Don't be fooled, nigga. That nigga from the know you, damn it. And he on this business type shit. He on this business type shit. But make that nigga act a motherfucking asshole, and he will. Trust and believe you. See where his brother at. But that's another story. Moving right along. Hell to the Known moment of the night is the member from the group Jagged Edge, Kyle Norman. This nigga crazy, Tammy. This nigga is crazy. This nigga got arrested last Thursday morning for brutally beating his fiance and trying to shove her engagement ring down her throat. She claimed they got into an argument about him drinking, and she said that I guess after the only way that he is, you know, I guess stopped beating on her or whatever, and was because she started to try to, you know, talk to him calm and listen at everything he had to say, and then she started agreeing with him. And, honey, I guess as he had started to leave, she grabbed his cell phone and called the neighbors. But anyway, this is what he's supposed to have been upset about. He's upset because his dad has cancer. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Crickets, crickets, and crickets. What they got to do with you beating that girl goddamn ass?
Right.
Ooh.
And see, I love me some Jagged Edge. And, you know,
me
this is not the first time. I love them, but this is not the first time that Kyle, that this is Kyle we're talking about, he had some problems before.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This is not the first situation he got into. It was a couple of years back. I can't think about what he did, but he had some issues before.
And we're going to have to dig up that dirt on him, Terry.
Yeah.
Shade and more shade, yes, God. And here's some shade for your ass. The Ricky Smiley. I like Ricky Smiley, but let me just say something real quick. Okay, I've been hearing that Ricky Smiley, among other people, wanted to try to throw shade at the group, the Migos. Y'all know I talk about them niggas too, because I don't understand a damn thing they be talking about. What they be saying, Tammy? Help me.
and you said the group is called Amigos?
Yeah, Amigos. What they be talking about? Something. I don't even know. I can't even think what the fuck them niggas be talking about. But Versace, Versace. Versace, Versace. I'm a young, rich, fly nigga. That nigga to the, oh, yeah, that right there, that's what they be talking about. Y'all know I'm a straight fool, honey. Some of this rap shit, so I'm getting old, y'all. That's what the fuck it is. Ooh, Lord. I got to get
you can't even understand what they be saying half the time or at all.
I got to get my swag back, Tim. I used to be down for the cause. I'm, ooh, goddamn rap music, you know, but. I'm saying, I'm telling you, this goddamn rap music is getting on my last fucking nerves. Now I can't deal with all this shit. You know, I never understood what older people used to be talking about back in the day when they used to be like, I can't stand that damn rap music. Now I'm getting to the point where I can't. Help me, Jesus. I'm losing my Oh, my God. But anyway, the Migos stirred up quite the controversy. They stirred up some controversy after they visited Atlanta High School, which was the Booker T. Washington High School, and they donated $1,000. Some people said they don't understand why they did it. Talking about it was not enough money, and it was pointless. First of all, just be happy them niggas gave something. That's just like going to church. You supposed to give 10% of your money. Nigga, I ain't never gave 10% of my money in church. When I did go to church, I stick a dollar here, a couple pennies there, a nickel here, a quarter there. Shit, long as you give it something. Yeah, I'm just saying, Chevy, what's the big goddamn fucking deal? And Ricky Smiley, I mean, I know you do a lot of shit with your Zeta Phi Zeta ass, but sometimes you be doing the motherfucking most too. Shit, like I said, be happy that the motherfucking niggas gave some shit. God damn it, shit. And if you mad because them niggas ain't cough up a whole bunch of money, how about you cut a check? Cut a check, nigga. That's what you do. Moving right along, Ludacris wins primary custody of Baby Kai. With his baby's mother. And I just think that whole situation is just ugly. I don't really want to talk about that shit because I just recently went through some shit, a custody battle myself, and I told the bastard that he wasn't going to win, and he didn't fucking win. But I think that every child deserves to be with their parent. You know, sometimes we would smack the shit out of them motherfuckers. We'll talk shit to them motherfuckers because kids do get on your goddamn nerves. Everybody cannot sit up and just be like, okay, Johnny, yes, Johnny, oh, I love you all the time, Johnny. I mean, you're supposed to, but you know they get on your goddamn nerves. And sometimes you have to check these motherfucking kids. But at the end of the day, that's not saying that you don't love your fucking child. And at the end of the day, I think that a lot of people are saying
that Ludacris up and married this goddamn girl to try to prove that he's a better parent. And then he, you know, tried to tear down the character of the baby mother. And also some other shit, they thinking, people saying that, oh, he got custody because he got money and whoop-de-whoop. But he, get this, supposedly, don't know how true it is, Kevin Hart has backed away from Ludacris and really not speaking to Luda right now, supposedly, because he is actually friends with the baby mother. So, yeah, I don't know if she was a fucking groupie, so I ain't going to throw her ass up under the bus just as of yet. But, honey, all I know is Tammy going to keep you lifted up in her prayers, and we hope that maybe you can go find another judge who will give you custody, back, give custody back to you, because that's crazy as hell. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Luda. Do you, Tammy?
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. Messed up.
Anyway, what you
were going to say? I said it's really messed up, that whole situation with Ludacris.
Yeah, he don't get no brownie points with me. Moving right along, also, let me just say this to this motherfucker. I'm beginning to hate her, too. Ooh, I'm working on myself. Ooh, pray for me, Iggy Azalea. Look here, Iggy. I hope you listen. I'm so sick of her, Tammy. God damn, I'm sick of this motherfucking white bitch. Every time I turn around, they always talking about she got something to fucking say. Iggy, shut the fuck up. People gonna talk about you regardless. I bet I can only imagine how many people might say something about Kane over here at the Miss Kane show. I know everybody's not going to like me, goddammit. I ain't here to please every motherfucking body. I'm here to please people who think like me, you know, do shit like me, and can understand what the fuck I'm talking about. Even sometimes I don't even understand what I'm talking about. But that's okay. That's neither here nor there. But, you know, the moral of the story, she's supposed to be clapping back at Jill Scott. With Jill, you know, she had a response, but it wasn't the response that I would have gave to her ass. But, you know, Jill Scott and Eve basically, they went on some damn, was it Hot 97? Anyway, some fucking, they was interviewed by Sway. And they were saying that basically she seems like a biter and she should just be her and basically rep for Australia. So, you know, she's coming back saying this and saying that. Iggy, first of all, I don't like your motherfucking ass. I don't know how your name got to be so big. I really don't. And yes, I do. Let me press pause. Yes, I do. I know how your name got big because the motherfucking mainstream media, they built you up to be who you is. You ain't got no... What has she done to earn a spot in fucking hip-hop?
Yeah, she's just a new artist that T.I. tried to bring out there. And like I said, you know, with all these, you know, these white artists that's going into hip-hop, they've starting to become more popularity and they're crossing over to popular music, and that's why they're blowing up the way they are.
I've always had an issue with white rappers, even though people talk about some folks, oh, it was founded by a white person. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Don't tell me that bullshit. I don't want to hear it. But I just think that hip-hop is something that is a minority thing. And I don't care who disagree with me. That's my own personal fucking opinion. I can feel that fucking way if I want to. It's not even open for discussion. So let's keep it rolling. Naked pictures of Michael B. Jordan hits the internet. And Michael, I see your thing. I am not impressed. It looked very little, nigga. I'm going to need you to go get some shots to make your shit get a little bit better. I'm saying, Tammy. Don't be under the bus. I see the shit. What you want me to say? I ain't finna lie. You know I tell the truth if God don't do nothing else, honey. Yes, God. Shout out to Rocco J. Cole, fiance. She was on the Wheel of Fortune, and I didn't even know that's who the fuck she was. You know what I'm saying? Until they had, I seen it on the
on some blog site because, honey, I be watching Wheel of Fortune almost every night. See, that's how I know I'm getting older. Who the fuck really watches Wheel of Fortune besides old people? I mean, you got some people that watch it. You know, I know I ain't the only one. I'm just being funny, people, but it is what it is. Moving right along before we got two more stories before Tammy give us our new joint of the night. Mario Winans. You remember Mario? What's that song, yeah, that nigga? What's the song he used to sing, Tammy?
Oh, yeah, P. Diddy. He was on Bad Boy Records. Yeah, One Hit Wonder, I call him.
That nigga. Exactly. That nigga. Anyway, this nigga was, arrest warrant was issued for this nigga's arrest because he ain't been paying child support. This nigga was ordered to pay, I think it was like $3,500 back in 2007 to his baby mama, Janelle Burnett. And basically, hell, he ain't paid child support in over 3 years. Nigga, Mario, if you're listening, come close. You better go hit Diddy up and see if you can't get one more song about that nigga and paint his bitch off. I'm just saying. Okay, last story before we go to the break. Benzino, you get the ratchet shout-out of the motherfucking night. This nigga tried to goddamn get on a plane with a loaded gun. Talking about he done bonded out, but he did get arrested for the shit. Talking about he wouldn't do nothing like that. That was not his intentions. Benzino, growing me. I want to fuck with you on some business shit, but I had to say that real quick. Okay. That's all I got for y'all with Benzino, because I don't want to fuck up my future business relationship with him. So I am not going to say nothing else. I'm going to zip it and snip it. And with that being said, Tammy, take us to our new joint of the night.
All right. The new joint of the night is KC Veggies featuring YG. And backflip.
I like this song.
Hey, make the money, make it do a backflip. Do it for the team, homie, that's it. Used to put money in the mattress. We do it all the time, no practice. I bet the money, make it do it. I bet the money, make it do it. Make it do a backflip. I bet the money, make it do it. Bet the money, make it do it, make it do it, backflip. Make it do it, backflip. I'm just a young nigga with a promised future. I gotta get the dough, nigga, no excuses. You wasn't really real, it was nice to know you. Told God I'm only about the real, he said hallelujah. Take my time, but it's coming in fast though. My new chick better than my last hoe. Getting money, I can put your mans on it. Don't talk about it, drop bands on it. I can turn your bitch into a fan, homie. Young nigga, hot, put a fan on me. I'm the man, homie, I'm the man, homie. Young nigga, hot, put a fan on me. She said I got a couple friends just like me. They from the Bay, hella thick and get hypey. 12 months, all about the cash flip. Bet that money, make it do a backflip. Hey, bet the money, make it do a backflip. Money, make it do it, make it do it, backflip. I bet the money, make it do it.
Make it do it.
I bet the money, make it do it, make it do it, backflip.
Ah.
That was jamming, Tammy. I was gonna hit you the recent cup. I said, yeah, make a nigga wanna do a backflip, yeah. Y'all would have to see it to understand the funny in that shit. But anyway, can you put that Reese's cup down? That's my problem now. Oh, eat too many damn sweets. Have mercy. That show was good to me. Woo! Anyway.
Before we continue, we got 5 minutes. If you guys want to continue to listen to the show, call in. The call-in number is 347-327-9526 to hear the rest of the show. Again, that's 347-327-9526.
I was going to wait till the end of the show to talk about this shit, but I said, let me go ahead on and put this out here because some of our listeners, you know what I'm saying, they like to catch this shit live. I know some of y'all be too lazy to listen later on, some of y'all. But anyways, let's go on here and talk about it. The jaw-dropper of the night, Bobby Christina was found face down in the bathtub, just like her mother, Whitney Houston. She has been declared brain dead. And then they're saying that, you know, I've seen stories that the family, you know, they started planning, might be planning a funeral in the next couple of days. Basically, that she was in the water too long and that she wasn't, you know, that even if she do recover, she going to have significant brain damage. All kind of stuff. It's just, you know, kind of like Whitney. You knew it was going to happen, but it just, you just didn't know when. And when it did happen, it kind of done caught you off guard. Like, damn, you snuck up on me, nigga. You scared me. That's how this has, to me, it has affected me because I just think it's sad because it's not that I didn't think that this couldn't possibly happen to her. I mean, I really felt like maybe one day it was going to happen. But I just want, you know, I wish, you know, that she can recover. But I just don't think that she will. And if she does, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow night. But, yeah, it's very tragic.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to say,
yeah, it is tragic because, I mean, you know, like you said, there was a possibility that it was going to happen, but, you know, at first, you know, it seemed like she was a very strong young lady, that she was handling her mother's death well, but deep down, I don't think she grieved long enough or got the help or, you know, seek some kind of help or psychiatric help for, you know, to handle this kind of thing. So,
it's a sad situation all the way around. You know, I see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't gonna tweet nothing, but I ended up doing it, and I think it was more because. Not that I felt like I had to, but I just think that she has always been a lost child in some aspects.
Right.
You grew up with your parents, and I don't want to take too much, you know, away from tomorrow night's show, so I'm going to be very limited with what I say. I'll probably express some more stuff on tomorrow night's show, which will be at 10 o'clock p.m. But, yeah, I just think that with her upbringing and the things that she saw, and then, you know, people, like, she was very close to her mother, and they were saying some things about some other stuff that might have been, might have triggered her to try to commit suicide or whatever. But we're gonna talk about this stuff tomorrow night. Moving right along. Lord have mercy, Jesus. We solicit your prayer warriors for this nigga because he going to fucking need it. This nigga here. That nigga right there, nigga. Oh, Lord Jesus. Short night, Lord. Cameron, I don't know what to say about this nigga. I don't know. If y'all been living up, if y'all, you know, ain't heard, some of y'all been living up under a goddamn rock. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all the juice about what's going on with Suge Knight. This nigga here on the fucked around and got a motherfucking is it attempted murder? Is that what they trying to charge him with?
Yeah, attempted murder, yeah.
Anyway, don't ask me how the fuck or why the fuck this shit went down the way that it did because we still don't know. We're still waiting on word on a lot of stuff surrounding this story. But Suge Knight, okay, here's what went down. Okay, the guy that took the gun from Denzel Washington in the movie Training Day, him, motherfucking Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, and the Game, was at this, I guess they was doing a new documentary. Up pops motherfucking Suge Knight. some shit popped off. Some people got in the motherfucking fight. Suge, so they say, was in fear of his life. So he went and got in his motherfucking car. Okay? Follow me, people, because y'all know I speed through traffic. Got in his car, backed up over this dude. He hit the dude that played in Trey today, which is CL Slogan or some shit like that. I don't know. He texted me, hey, boo, call me. But he a real-life blood or whatever. I don't know if I can date him because he might be a little bit violent. I hope he put it down. But anyway, Suge ran, hit that nigga with the car, and his friend Terry, who was somebody that showed up at the place with him, somehow this shit took place in a goddamn fast food parking lot. I don't even know how they got over to the goddamn fast food parking lot. But anyway, during the process, Suge ran over the goddamn friend. And some people say that he pulled forward and backed up, and he ran over the friend. Now, me and Tammy was discussing this shit before the show. Tammy said, I know, Tammy. But here's the thing. I'm not going to be too quick to judge what's going on with Suge Knight. And I don't boo me, don't hit me up on Twitter saying, why is Tay, you know that nigga? I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't fucking know. I don't think that nigga would have intentionally ran over his friend or backed up over him. I don't think that he would have did that. I think that that nigga just was getting away from, you know, the scene or what was going the fuck on. I think that he probably wanted to run some motherfucking body over, but he didn't know that it was his friend. Tim, I know you got something to say.
So yes, I mean, see, now, you know, Suge Knight has a reputation of always being, he just exudes negativity. I mean, he's been in the trouble with the law several times before. You know, when he was with Death Row, he threatened some of his artists. He tried to steal from his. He just has this reputation of just, he's just bad news. And I don't know, to allegedly be backing up over his friend and killing him or not seeing where he was going. And second of all, why was he at the shoot? Why was he at the filming? Because from what I heard, everybody had left and went home. So what business did he have coming down there?
Well, they had
to start some kind of trouble.
Probably. More than likely because I don't even fucking know, but I know that him and Dr. Dre supposed to have had some words.
Uh-huh.
And that's what ignited every fucking thing. So, yeah, that big ass is on his way to jail. They talk about his lawyer saying that the video cameras and stuff will exonerate him or whatever and show that he's actually telling the truth. I'm tired. Okay. So, you need to. Nigga, if I was you, I'd just fucking leave America. That's what I'd do, because fuck it. Nigga, I see the rap sheet. Nigga, you been getting in trouble ever since you was goddamn fresh up out of high school. Nigga, goddamn. Shit.
Yep.
Shit. I need your ass to go so fucking well, because nigga, then you gonna fuck around and be dead or in jail for real. Moving right along. Get a load of this shit. Nick and Mariah, Nanny, is suing their ass. Did you hear about that shit, Tammy?
Yes, I did. And
she's
not about the money with her. She's only suing for about $100,000. She says she claims that they owe her back pay. And that Mariah, she used to work for her. She never gave her overtime and everything, and said that also there was some allegation that Mariah was getting too close to the kids, and they said that she had fired another nanny prior
Mariah was getting too close to the kid, but Mariah thought that she was getting too
close
to the kids.
The nanny.
Mm-hmm. And what's her name?
I don't know her name.
I think her name is, I don't want to fuck it up, people. It's Sabinetta DaCosta. Mm-hmm. No shit. Y'all know I fuck a name up. It look crazy, so it is what it is, honey. We hope y'all be able to handle that little situation. Yeah, it is what it is, honey. Yeah, hey. Anyway, on another note, Weezy is suing Birdman for $51 million, and wants rights to Nicki and Drake. And I think that I told y'all about some of that shit last Monday or the Monday before last. Birdman. Oh, well, let me just say this real quick before I tell the other half of this story. I can't say that I didn't see this shit coming. I just thought that maybe it would have never boiled down to this. But I can't say that I'm surprised, because it seemed to me that you can go make money with Birdman, but in the end, Birdman going to try to keep all the fucking money for him. Like, this nigga wear a lot of red. Nigga, is that the sign? Like, is that a symbol of the devil? Because, you know, hell got fire, and, like, fire is red, so orange or whatever the fuck. You know, but I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with him, and I'm trying to figure out that he ever put forth, you know, I think that he was supposed to have help. Eva, what's her name? Evelyn Lozada with her
yeah,
book.
Evelyn Lozada with her book.
What happened with that?
Yeah, it never came out. No, we don't watch it. That came out. So she had a book signing for it.
Mm. Well, maybe it didn't do too well. But anyway, on another note, you know, everybody have always clowned that nigga over the years. Like, I like Baby because I think that Baby is a businessman, but it's kind of like if you fuck with that nigga, it just seems like you selling your soul to the motherfucking devil, if the devil is even real. But here's what I've heard. They say that this nigga goes to Miami and he be tricking off on motherfucking trainees. Like, he'll go get his, he'll have his security guards or whatever go and get, like, them transgenders, blindfold them, bring them to, like, a secluded location, and he'll start fucking with them. He'll fuck them. See, and you know, it's been a whole bunch of speculation and a whole bunch of talk from day one that nigga like motherfucking men. Lord Jesus. I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, because my thing is I have no problem with men who like men. It's no shame that I do watch motherfucking boy pussy porn. Yes, I do look at that shit. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I need to know some stuff. I don't give a fuck how you try to say, oh, that bitch nasty. I don't give a damn. I see niggas on these goddamn gay porns, baby, that look like niggas that will approach your ass at the grocery store. And I'm not saying that's going to, you know, that's really helping me get insight on who's gay and who's not, because a nigga can be gay and you don't never know it, because he can hide it and do a very good job of hiding it. But I need to see what can possibly be signs that a man is like that. Because, honey, I tell you, this shit is crazy. On another note, moving right along, Megan Good's sister is being slammed for the pregnant photo that she took. You know, she's married to Eric Billinger. I don't know. Some people say that she looked a little trashy on the picture, that it was kind of trashy. But I think that, hell, what was really trashy about it?
You know, it's so funny how nobody says anything about when Khloe Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian does it, or Demi Moore, but when Megan Good's sister does it, or even Kelly Rowland, this is nothing new. The only difference is maybe nobody knows Megan's sister. She's not a celebrity like her sister, and now all of a sudden it's trashy. I don't get that. That's a double standard.
People, please get your life. Last story that I have to give is about Anthony Mackie, who Tammy has had the pleasure of interviewing. this nigga talking about some only criminals wear dreadlocks. That's your friend, Tammy. Your friend.
See, I don't know. He just seems to stereotype a lot lately. I don't know where that coming from. No.
Self-hatred, and he been around them goddamn white folks too long, and they done boost his head up. Nigga, I don't like the way you look, nigga. See, they tried to do Don Cheadle like that, but honey, Don Cheadle done kept it motherfucking real. Like, you can take that nigga and put him off in a motherfucking all-white movie, and he have a, you know, like a leading role or some shit, but he still who he is. This nigga him? Nigga, really? Your ugly gap too fast. Nigga, we gonna give you a ratchet shout out tonight for that bullshit. And you gonna join goddamn motherfucking Stacey Dash with that bullshit that she said. And I ain't even write this down, but this bitch talking my phone. She think that how she put that shit, that women who get raped talking about, she feel like they got a naughty side for them, that they be wanting to get raped.
She said that bad girls are the ones that are getting raped, or something to that effect. Like if you a bad girl, you deserve to get what's coming to you. You know, I don't know. I think Stacey is losing it. You know, she's up in age. She's not wrapped too tight no more. And as far as I'm concerned, she's mud in my eyes. Her name is Mud because ever since everybody got their opinion. If you're conservative, you're a Republican, so be it. But some of the things that she goes on Fox and Friends or whatever she be talking, she sounds just as bad as they do. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, there's a possibility she might get blackballed. I'm pretty sure she got death threats. She's just Mud. Her name is Mud.
I used to like her. I really did. Like, Stacey Dash, that was my bitch. You know, I just always thought that she was pretty. She had the pretty eyes. She was funny in the movies that they put her in. Oh, I don't like you no more, bitch. Ignorant moment of the night is when you sneak food from a restaurant that you know do not do carry out. Have mercy. Don't act like I'm the only one. You know those 5-star restaurants or those 3-star restaurants that you go in that you ain't really supposed to take them. They don't have like a carry out. You don't get like a little doggy bag or whatever. And so by them not doing that shit, you like, shit, fuck that shit. Go get a napkin and let me put some of this shit in my purse. I mean, hell, you done spent my $200 for a goddamn meal, nigga. I need to take something about this motherfucking shit. Have mercy. And I ain't saying that I done, you know, ate at some shit that just cost that much money, but I done ate at a high-ass motherfucking restaurant. I ain't lying. I was looking around like, damn, nigga, we don't get to take something, nigga. Not even a fucking dinner roll around this bitch, nigga. A cup of water, some ice, something to remind me that I spent all this motherfucking money on y'all shit. But it is what it is. Tell me, let the listeners know about your show Wednesday.
That's right. Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern is Vast Entertainment and celebrity interviews and gossip and entertainment news from Hollywood. 1 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy. And, yeah, that's all we really got for y'all tonight, except for Tammy, give them the last white folks news of the night about the dude, the Power Ranger.
Yeah, that was that guy, Medina. He played the samurai on the show, Ricardo Medina. He stabbed his roommate to death with a sword. Apparently they got in some kind of argument, and he and his girlfriend had locked themselves in the bedroom. The roommate bust the door open, and that's when he just went a slicing. Yeah, I said he's being held on $1 million bail.
As he should. He don't let that goddamn role go to his motherfucking head. Nigga, you ain't a Power Ranger for real. Come back, Mrs. Light, Carolyn. Shit. And with that being said, we thank y'all for tuning in and joining us tonight. Make sure you catch us right back tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. where we will be discussing the fate of Bobby Chris Taylor. Tammy, let us get the new joint of the night to take us on home, because you know we got to pay some bills.
All right. This is Casey Veggie featuring YG and Backflip. You guys have a nice evening.
Yeah. You too. Good night, co-host.
Good night.